There's Hashem. We continue Shari Tshuva, Shari Aleph, the 17th principle of Tshuva, Ois Mem Zayin, Shin number 70. The Chesed ve'emes yichupar ovoin uveyiras Hashem sur meira. We'll be discussing the importance of running after Chesed. The 17th principle of tshuva is lirdoiv pa'ulas achesed ve'emes, is this act of pursuing, not just when opportunity arises, but looking for opportunities, creating opportunities, getting involved with the shul, with the Beis Medrash, with the different organizations in the community and beyond. What can I do to help? And we'll see over here that with all the chesed a person is, whether it's their time they're giving, whether it's the money they're donating, the ones who benefit the most is the individual who is giving of his time. Is the individual who is giving of his money. He himself is receiving the most. The giver is the one who's receiving the most. So the first part of this pasuk, b'chesed ve'emes yichupar avoin, is what we'll be discussing here in the 17th principle. And v'yiras Hashem sur meira will be discussed later on in the 19th principle of tshuva. Now Rabbi Yoina elaborates on this very important point of being a giver. Because the more a person gives, yichupor ovoin, his aveira that he did, will now receive a kapara. But we have to understand, it's not a situation that a person does averas, and he donates money, and he does chesed, and he doesn't do tshuva. That's not what we're talking about. It doesn't work like that. Hashem doesn't take any bribes. If the person did averus and he gets stuck, okay, he gets stuck, very nice. But he still has averus behind him, and he has to still take care of them. We're talking about a case where a person already did tshuva, but he still needs kaparos. He still needs the proper atonement. And what we're being taught over here is that when a person does chesed, and when a person gives tzedakah, lirdoif, to run after it, not just, you know, I'll wait for it. I know every once a year, this shul, the school, the yeshiva, they call me up. I'll wait. Go after, call them up. Say, I know you're having a dinner soon. I'd like to be the first one to make the donation for the dinner this year. Now, the person on the other end, he might drop the phone. And you might have to say, excuse me, are you still there? Because that's not usually the way it works. Usually the way it works is that they hire people in the office and they spend money to hire the person because he has to make a living also, right? And his job is to call you. His job is to call you to find out how much you like to donate. You pick up the phone. You send them the email and say, I would like to donate to you. Lirdoif, run after it. Lirdoif pulas achesed ve'emes. There's a maisa, famous maisa. Gemara tells us, Gemara in Shabbos, that Rabbi Akiva was told, it's a pretty sad maisa. Rabbi Akiva was told that his daughter will die on the day of her chasna. The chasnas of the happiest times. And his daughter, he was told, will die on the day of her chasna. The day after the chasna, his daughter finds a pin that she was wearing that she took it off her clothing or her hair, wherever it was, and she stuck it the previous night just to put it somewhere, to put it down, and she didn't notice, she didn't realize, she stuck it into the eye of a snake that was coming to kill her. And Rabbi Akiva asked his daughter, this is the great Rabbi Akiva, we're now 2 days before Lag BaOmer, the 24,000 Talmidim, this was the Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, and he said, what did you do that this snake died? This snake, what happened here? And she had no idea that the snake, she even killed the snake. And he asked her, was there anything specific in the schuyos you might have done? So she said, now listen to this. She said, well, you know, I got married yesterday, right? Remember, we danced by the chasna? Yeah, of course I remember. You're my daughter. Well, you see, everyone was very busy with the chasna. Everyone was busy. And an ani, a poor person, he comes in and no one noticed him. So I went over and I gave him staka. Rabbi Akiva said, you saved your life. You saved your life. The pasuk says, "Bechesed ve'emes yechupar avoin." Bechesed, with chesed, kindness, tzedaka, caring about other people, yechupar avoin, it will atone for averus. She was destined to die, but she saved her life. The person who gives to others, he is the one who is receiving the most for himself. Let us all be zoiche to run after others to do chesed.